This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Rae Herself podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and thank you so much for the love on the past two podcasts. We are back on our regular schedule, new podcasts every Thursday, so make sure that you are following and follow my IG page because I've been very on it with the posts. Beverage check, y'all. I have a coffee, just a black coffee with some oat milk. Y'all know I have not been on my second caffeine of the day vibes, but I don't know if it's because retrograde just started or what, but I am just feeling so sleepy today. Also, I am in my sister's room because they were doing construction right outside of my window and the noise was insane. So that is why if you're watching the video, it looks a little different. I wanted to talk about today how to date successfully as a woman in 2024. I had this insane epiphany the other day, and let me know if you caught this live stream. I've been going live on my main YouTube channel almost every day throughout the week, so make sure that you are following over there as well. But I had this, okay, y'all. So you know when you are dating someone, or you have a crush on someone, or you're talking to someone, and you kind of give that person the benefit of the doubt, or you kind of just fill in the blanks. And this can range from very innocent, like, okay, like giving someone the benefit of the doubt, to an extreme, like you're a victim of like narcissistic abuse or emotional abuse or manipulation or whatever. It can get very extreme. Like, I'm not even trying to like be funny, because it can just be, okay, like this time let's give them the benefit of the doubt, to you are literally going out of your way to kind of create a story about their behavior or something they did or didn't do, so that you don't have to face the reality that, like, you know that they're lying or this or that. As women, we are very good at creating those vibes in the sense of filling in the blanks. You know, it is our superpower as women, one of our superpowers, to have sympathy, to have empathy, which I feel like more often than not, it is sympathy. And that's how someone can kind of drag you in to their BS, because sympathy is you feel bad for them, versus empathy, there's a little more distance. Like, you can feel empathetic for a person without being involved, or without, you know, being so close to them that like you have to personally do something about it, or you feel like you need to fix them or something. So often women are led astray or get into these situations, again, whether it's just like a toxic situationship where you're getting your feelings hurt ultimately, or whether you literally become like an actual victim and your whole life gets destroyed, because we are emotional in that sense. You know, we want to believe the fairy tale, the fantasy that is sold to us since we're children. You know, let me find my Prince Charming, let me find the perfect guy, I believe in true love, I believe in happily ever after. And so often we will overlook a lot to try to find that, and that doesn't exist, babe. Like, even if you're with somebody that is very emotionally healthy and it's like a healthy relationship, still it doesn't exist, because there's like nobody's perfect. Someone can be emotionally healthy and just a good guy or a good person, whatever, and still not be perfect. So because we're sold this unrealistic fantasy and we believe in it, and it's just told to us over and over, you know, in media that we consume, in the people around us growing up, in our friends, like, we want to believe the fantasy. So because of this, it is so much easier for boys and men to manipulate us and tell us what we want to hear in order for them to get what they want, because we believe this fantasy. And when they're able to manipulate their words and string you along and breadcrumb you and tell you what you want to hear for however long, it's like, oh my God, finally, like this is it. This is going to be it. When instead, and this was my epiphany, it's not bad. It is not a bad thing that we have the ability to kind of fill in those blanks or believe in a fantasy, you know, or want that. But time and place. So just imagine you put all of that energy and that like believing and like that filling in the blanks, benefit of the doubt, into actually manifesting what you want outside of a romantic relationship. So like your dream career, just any, like anything you want. It could be a career path or just like what you want to do in your life. It could be a vacation you want to take. It could be a car you want, a house you want, your ultimate living situation, the body that you want, just your dream life. Because so often when it comes to that kind of stuff, that's where you decide to be logical. That's where you decide to be like, well, I don't see it in my physical reality, so it must not be happening. Oh, I went to the gym twice this week and I don't see a change, so it must not be happening. But a guy will string you along and not reply to your texts and only text you at night. And then you want to be like, well, he might like me. Like, it might work out. Moment of silence. Because, you know, you have the pieces of the puzzle. You just need to put them together in the right way. So when it comes to dating and romance and whatever, that's where you need to put on your logical cap. And you need to only look at the facts and what is in front of you. Not in the sense of if someone's like lying to your face, like, but look at actions, look at patterns of behavior. Look at how does this man react when you tell him no? How does this man react if you have a problem that needs solving? You know, when it comes to yourself and your own life and your own goals and dreams and whatever, for, you know, from something small, like I want to buy this Sephora haul this month to like, this is my dream career. These are all the places I want to travel to in my lifetime. That's where you need to be delusional. That's where you need to be like, well, okay, well, I don't see it yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Do not put that energy and focus onto a man. Because they are literally like going, like their whole purpose in life is to like get what they want through manipulating you, using that fantasy, you know, selling the dream, selling the fantasy. And again, this can range from just kind of like someone being a little F-boy, like to literally like severe psychological, like, emotional, maybe even physical abuse. And so it is very, very important that you trust your intuition. And again, look at actions when it comes to dating. Guys, it's very serious. Like as you get older, it's not like if you're dealing with the wrong guy, it's no longer just like, oh, I'm gonna go back. I'm so toxic. Like, oh my God, he might hurt my feelings. But like, no, babe, like the worst thing that can happen is not you getting hurt feelings anymore. It's like your whole life can really be ruined by talking, like entertaining, dating, being with the wrong guy. You know, especially as you get older, things get a lot more serious. Like I'm talking your finances, your health, all of these things are really put at stake. So the sooner you see signs of, you know, someone not doing what they say they're gonna do, someone being disrespectful to you, whatever it may be, just bad behavior, you need to put an end to that right then and there by taking your attention and your, not efforts, but like just taking your presence elsewhere. So the ultimate key, if you're dating, and, you know, going on dates and like, you know, just shopping around, is that you have to just not be so emotionally invested or invested at all from the jump. Like it really starts from the beginning, because if you don't care and you are looking at this as, again, like a logical thing. Like, what can this guy actually do for me? Not like, what can he tell me to make me feel good about myself? But like, what can he do for me? What value is he going to add to my life that I don't already add myself? And so if you don't feel that, if you are going out into the dating world or just even to the world feeling like you're lacking something, feeling like you need a man or a partner to fill a void, to boost your self-esteem, to give you, you know, some kind of feeling that you feel like you're lacking, you need to deal with that first. Otherwise, you're going to keep getting into these bad situations because people can feel that. If a man knows you're the type of woman that's always going to say yes, that he can walk all over, that's going to do everything for him, he can ask for money, he could ask you for sex, he could ask you for anything, and you're going to say yes, of course he's going to keep you around, babe. Like, what? But if you're strict and you know your value and your worth and you're not trying to impress a man, because like, why, babe, you need to be impressing me, that's going to weed out the losers and the ones that are just looking to use you or use a woman. So get out of your feelings and stop feeling bad, because they literally use your emotions against you. So again, it is not wrong to be emotional, to have sympathy, to give people the benefit of the doubt. I guess I have mixed feelings about that, because I kind of feel like giving someone the benefit of the doubt was kind of like going against your intuition. Like, even with friends, it's like if someone flakes the first time, you're like, well, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It's like always something else comes up later on. And it's like, see, I should have just listened to myself right then and there the first time. Anyway, so you need to be logical, babe. You need to use your actions. So if you don't feel secure in yourself, if you feel like you have low self-esteem, you are nervous, you need to work on that first. So whether that is just, maybe you need to start leveling up, maybe you need to start working out, maybe you need to start reading again, maybe you need to start volunteering if you feel so bad. Like, why do you feel bad for a grown man? Go volunteer for people who actually need it, or animals, or whatever. Maybe you need to do a little brainstorming on what you want your job to be. Maybe you're unhappy with your job. It's like, okay, what can I do about this? And once you start just building up that confidence and making changes that are actually going to have a positive impact on your life, nobody can do that for you, okay? A man cannot do that for you. Even if somehow in a fantasy world, there was like a perfect guy that just like,
I mean, you complete me.
And like somehow that was real, they could die. Like, and then you lose everything emotionally, you know? So you can't rely on somebody else, especially a man, for that self-esteem and peace and self-worth. So the key is to already have that. And then it's like, what do you bring to the table? I bring myself. Did you guys watch Poor Things? If you didn't, you should. It's like, it starts out very odd, but it's so good. And when she's going, I guess it's a book too. Let me know if you've read the book. I have not. But there's a part where she's going on like these travels with this guy. And then as she's building up more confidence in herself and just wanting to experience life in the world by herself, he starts getting so triggered and irritating. Like, he's literally so irritating. And I just want, like, if you please watch that, because that's literally how so many guys will act. And so, therefore, you don't need to feel intimidated or like, oh my God, this guy, like, I need to impress him, because that's literally how they act. Like, a lot of them, that's who they are at their core. You just have to remind yourself so that you don't get caught up in like,
oh man, I'm so nervous,
because it's like, that's how he's gonna act. Like, the swag persona only works if you are like so easily impressionable and don't have a strong sense of yourself and like experience in the world. That's why a lot of guys prefer younger girls, but you can fake that in order to like, I don't know, like, cause guy, a lot of guys want to impress you, but there's a difference between like you acting impressed and like you actually being impressed, if that makes sense. So don't fall for the BS and don't think that any guy is different, because when it really comes down to it, they're not. Like, some are more psychotic than others, but ultimately they're gonna see what they can get away with. They're gonna try to impress you, and if they're not, then like you shouldn't even be there. When you have that strong sense of self-worth and self-value, you can get up and walk away. And I just saw this TikTok. I'll try to find it and link it below. But this girl was talking about how a lot of women are not standing on business. So like online, you guys want to talk about, I expect this from my man, living the soft life, princess treatment only. But then when it comes down to it, you are so impressed by this one dinner date where there's like dim lighting, and then you give it up. And so it goes beyond just how you look or how bad you think you are, you know? And this, yeah, this is, everything I talk about is interconnected, because this is, like, it comes down to your actions and the willingness to be uncomfortable. So many of us, I won't say y'all, I'll say us, because I've been a people pleaser. It's hard. If you're uncomfortable on a date or you're just not having a good time, are you going to get up and walk away? Or are you like going to feel bad and like, oh my God, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, I don't want to cause a scene. I'm just like, I'll just stay here. No. You need to stand all business. There's memes all the time. Oh my God. Tweeting. I hate men. Nah. And then the text. How was your day, baby? Did you eat? It comes down to your actions. You can talk all day. You can like be the baddest bitch ever. But then if someone that used to emotionally manipulate you, that you still kind of feel like this tie with, texts you during this Mercury retrograde and is like, come over, what are you going to do? Because it's a test and you need to have the right answer. You need to come correct. Just stop wasting your time. You know, our time as women is very valuable, more valuable than a man's time. Even if you decide not to have kids, your time is still valuable. And so don't put up with the BS. Don't do stuff just because you think it will be a funny story time when it comes to that, you know? Save that for your friends, for like your own adventures, but not when it comes to dating or relationships. This is a potential business opportunity and you guys are like blowing it by like feeling bad. It's like, stop feeling bad. Like, feel bad, go volunteer, do something. Like, you know what I hate is when girls post on their story like, I'm just a healer. That's like, babe, you need to stop following the pseudo spiritual pages and start following you some psychotherapists, because you're not a healer. You just lack boundaries. You don't know how to say no. You take on that caretaker role because you feel like you need to earn love and approval because you probably didn't get it as a child. You're not a healer. And if you were a healer, you would be working at a hospital. You'd be volunteering. You'd be like doing something abroad. I don't know. You wouldn't be like cooking for a man that, you wouldn't be like cash upping a man.
He's just in a really hard place, like he told me.
No, he's manipulating you. Meanwhile, he's like, okay, like, if you ever start to feel bad, you just need to imagine going through his phone. Say a guy is like trying to tell you a sob story in order to like, I don't know, get you to do something for him or like whatever. Because they will do that. And you'll be like, well, why would he make himself look dumb? That's not very like masculine energy. Yeah, because someone who is actually like masculine wouldn't be doing that in the first place. So they don't care about how they come across. They care about what they're gaining, you know? So if a man's like asking you to come over late or trying to tell you a sob story to get you to like cook for him or send him money, God forbid, or something. Just imagine looking at his phone or like his Instagram DMs and then he's like just thirsting over all these other girls and like begging to, I don't know, take them on a date or like, imagine he's like sending someone else money. But then like he's in your phone like asking you, you know, or being like, damn, when can you take me out? Like, it goes both ways. But then imagine going through his phone and he's like begging these other like girls. Just imagine. You're gonna start to not feel so bad, you know? You're gonna look at it for the BS that it is. So that's why I say, look at actions. Why would somebody you recently met be trauma dumping on you or be trying to incite an emotional reaction out of you? Would somebody normal do that? Would a healthy masculine man be doing that? No. So look at the actions. Don't get caught up in the emotional kind of like non-tangible, you know, vibes of like, oh my God, should I feel bad? Should I give him the benefit of the doubt? No, you shouldn't. Save that. Save the vibes and the non-physical world stuff or like your own manifestations and your own life and career and the relationships that you actually truly value and people that you actually trust because you have a history of like being there for each other. Not a random man. Like, babe, the sooner you catch onto this game, the better. So that is the epiphany of the week. And I really want you guys to take this with you, this Mercury retrograde, because some exes might pop up or you might meet somebody and it'll be a test. You know, you might meet somebody and think they're really great, but you have to remember it's retrograde. An ex might pop back up. It's not a sign. It's a sign that you need to do better than you did last time. Another thing. So, for example, like an example of this that I just always think about is like when in season one of Sex and the City, when Mr. Big wants to take Carrie, and I might have even talked about this before because it just always stuck out to me. When Mr. Big wants to take Carrie on this vacation, I forget where they were going, if it was Mexico or just somewhere tropical, he's paying for the whole thing. It's like, you know, she knows that she likes him enough where she would, like, obviously, you know, it's, and that's the thing, like, someone offering to take you on a trip is not, like, don't, like, just accept that because you want to go on a trip. Like, you know, because they're just, you know what they're trying to do. But she refuses to go on the trip because he won't say, I love you. And it's like, girl, what, like, what? A man could tell you he loves you and be lying. Like, there's nothing, he needs to back that up. What better way to back that up than taking you on a nice little vacation? You know what I'm saying? It's like, maybe he was planning to stay there. But also, it would be one thing if she was like, okay, like, I don't think, because I think she does decide to break up with him right then and there. She's like, I'm not going to go on the trip. Like, you obviously don't feel the same about me as I feel about you, which, like, that would be kind of a boss, bitch, queen, slay move. If, you know, I guess. But she continues to be obsessed with him the remainder of her life. The remainder of his life, you know, and chase him and stalk him. And like never accept. Like, she would rather take money from her friend than this man that put her through emotional hell. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, kind of dumb. And then he marries someone else, but then he cheats on her. It's like, girl, like, maybe her intuition was telling her, no, this guy is kind of like a red flag. I don't know, like, something's not giving. And that's the thing. It's like, stop expecting these like super just like deep emotional connections. And then like with these men that are not committed to doing that same amount of internal work or whatever. But then you don't even want them for what they're good for, which is like taking you on a nice little trip, buying your apartment for you. You're like, no, if you don't tell me that you love me, I'm not gonna accept. It's like, what do you gain? Like, do you need to be validated that bad? Why can you not be validated by this down payment? So, I don't know. She should have, like, used a little more logic in those situations. No offense, but don't fall for the BS, y'all. Like, because it will really lead you down some bad paths. And again, like, you mess with the wrong guy, your whole life could be uprooted. But if you talk to the right guy, your life will only get better. So just remind yourself of that. You know, we're not like in high school anymore. If you're in high school, great, you know, enjoy these years. But once you start to get, you know, 20s, shit gets serious. And you need to really think about what you want out of life. And every decision you make impacts your future, which can be very exciting. Like, that doesn't have to be like, dun, dun, dun. It's like, this is an opportunity, but you need to make the right decisions in order for it to benefit you. So I've been reading The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. I got it from the library. It had so many holds on it, so I was like very blessed to get this. But it's definitely like kind of a vibe book. It's kind of like aesthetic. Yeah, I mean, it's good though. So he had this whole section about intuition, and he said something like, there have been many instances where in my career, I chose what I thought was best, you know, against the advice of my friends or people I was working with or executives or whatever. And always when he listened to his intuition, he had the best results. And so that was just very affirming, you know. But yeah, I would definitely recommend this. It's aesthetic, you know, it's like facts. Another thing was like, just because you've always done something a certain way, that doesn't mean it's the best way to do it. My camera died, bro. Retrograde. I need a new camera. Super important to trust your intuition. And I was talking about this in a live stream, but I feel like your intuition is actually a lot louder than you think. I know, at least for myself, it's like, once I kind of realized that this certain voice in my head was like actually my intuition or this certain feeling, I was like, oh, when you hear that voice, listen to it. Like, I'm not telling you to like be delusional or something like that. Like, I don't know, if you're schizophrenic, like that's a different issue. But when it comes to your intuition, like just practice, like let's listen to this. If something in you is like, let's actually go this way home, just listen to that and see what happens, you know? So someone on my live stream was like, how would you recommend you practice strengthening your intuition? And we actually both agreed that meditating helps so much. And I have been really actually on top of my meditation game the past month or so. And I only will do it for like 10, 20 minutes. But on the days that I do that versus the days that I don't, on the days that I do, I just find everything in my day just is so much smoother. I have more of that, you know, that just kind of almost magical feeling you get when things are aligning, or you talk about something and then it happens, or it's like kind of the law of attraction feeling. Like, I feel so much more of that throughout my day. And, you know, when you meditate, it's practicing mindfulness and being in touch with your body and your breath and being aware of your thoughts, but not actively engaging in them. And that kind of, why do I want to say it bleeds? It bleeds out into the rest of your day. That's kind of like not a very peaceful aesthetic one. It affects the rest of your day. You're going to feel that throughout the rest of your day and life. So try a little meditation. You know, I found that after a workout is typically when it's the easiest for me, because I'm already kind of in my body. So it's that much easier to like just kind of be in my body and observe my thoughts. I know a lot of people do it when they first wake up. I kind of find that I just get sleepy again. So do what works for you. But yeah, listening to your intuition is so important. And this also goes into the whole dating thing. It's like, if you're getting a feeling like you should leave, or that someone doesn't like you, or that someone's lying to you, or just that, I don't know, maybe this isn't the situation for me. Like, babe, I don't care how much anxiety you have, you would not be feeling that if it were not the case. So like, if you kind of start to have a feeling like, I think I should go home now, or like, let's call it a night. But then you have this voice overriding that's like,
oh my god, I don't want to be rude. Oh my god, I don't want to make a scene. Oh my god, I don't want to like make them think this or that. It's like, that's not your intuition. That's like your anxiety and like your people pleasing. But the original voice is like, you need to listen to that. Another way to practice listening to your intuition and strengthening it is thinking about past situations that have not worked out. And then going back, if you can, to your first ever interaction with that person. So if it was someone you dated, like, don't even go to the first date, although maybe you could. But even like before that, like when you first met them, what kind of vibe did you get? And I found for myself, like, I'm always right. And it's true, like, this has been proven, because your intuition, like your gut feeling, it's like your brain can just take so much. Like, your brain has so much stored knowledge of like past situations and like all the stuff that you've been through that you're not even aware of. And so your intuition is actually like, it's like a scientifically backed up thing. Like, it's real. So if you kind of get the vibe like, this person's odd, it's like there's a reason for that, you know? I always also think about this at the gym. Like, you know, when you go to the gym always around a specific time, you'll see a lot of the same people. And I will get the vibe from people without ever actually speaking to them. And like, call it judgmental, but it's like, it's not like I'm actively judging them. It's just like, I kind of can like tell their vibe. Like, it's like, oh, this person I could tell they would be like friendly. This person I could tell they're like creepy. This, you know, like, and so it's like, yes, intuition, but then also like logic. Like, don't talk yourself out of it, because again, you want to give someone the benefit of the, the benefit of the doubt, you know? So that is going to be it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Happy retrograde, y'all. Let me know if you have any retrograde experiences, and let me know what you want me to talk about next week. Don't forget to IG post an aesthetic pic of you listening on your story and tag me so I can repost. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.